MSNBC's Joy Reid held her last show on the network Monday. And a few hours later, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow used her own show as an opportunity to commend Reid, wish her well. Personally, I think it's a bad mistake letting her walk out the door. It is not my call, and I understand that, but that's what I think, Maddow said. Finding good people, good colleagues, doing good work with them, and then having their back, that we could do a lot better on, a lot better. Maddow didn't hold back. As she called the network's decision to cancel the shows of two of its non-white primetime hosts indefensible. I will tell you, it is also unnerving to see that on a network where we have two non-white hosts in primetime, both are losing their shows, as is Katie Fang on the weekends. That feels worse than bad. That feels indefensible, and I do not defend it, Maddow said. Joy Reid was emotional during her sign-off, and then later on a podcast with a group called Win for Black Women. My show had value. I'm sorry. What I was doing had value, Reid said. Alex Wagner, who previously hosted weeknights at 9 p.m., will also lose her show. Jen Psaki, former President Biden's White House press secretary, will take Wagner's time slot. Katie Fain is losing her weekend show and will move into a legal correspondent role. Maddow's program is currently 5 days a week for President Trump's first 100 days in office, but then will return to 1 day a week on Mondays. Other anchors, like Jonathan Capehart, are also shifting schedules in the network's shakeup. The new moves come under new MSNBC President Rebecca Kutler, who took the helm earlier this month. Ratings for the network have been subpar, with Joy Reid's show losing half of its viewership since Trump's reelection. And the network as a whole saw 53% of its viewership drop a month after Election Day. MSNBC is also preparing to be spun off by Comcast, which will force the network to build up more of its own reporting separate from NBC News, which Comcast is holding on to. MSNBC isn't the only media company experiencing a shakeup. The industry as a whole is seeing mass layoffs, primetime anchor changes, amid a drop in ratings and revenue. Cost-cutting efforts are in full force. The Washington Post laid off 4% of its staff. Forbes laid off 5%. HuffPost laid off 22% of its employees. Some reports of data show 15,000 media jobs were eliminated last year, and the trend is seemingly continuing in 2025. Polls continue to suggest one of the reasons networks and news outlets are seeing smaller audiences is the distrust Americans have in the media. A new YouGov survey found 2 out of every 3 people don't trust the media to report the facts fairly and accurately while covering the Trump administration.